Hey guys, welcome to Fitness Mentor's presentation of the assignment explanation audio. This is for chapter 13. And specifically this, we're going over the power phase of training and looking to find out the answers to the assignment questions. So looking at part one, it says, what adaptations does the power level of training provide? Okay, so now someone might ask you a question on this, referring to the adaptations associated with it, and those are going to be to increase or enhance neuromuscular efficiency. You're going to want to increase that rate of force production, and then also increase prime mover strength. So remember, there's a superset in the power phase. One of those is a 1 to 5 rep max of maximal strength training, and then the second part of the superset is power, which focuses on that rate of force production or that 1 to 10 rep lighter weight sort of movement. So supersetting those allows you to enhance kind of that strength element of the muscle and then that power element of the muscle at the same time in a superset, promoting more power overall. That's all found right there on page 444 for you. So let's go ahead and move over to part two. It says list 3 exercises for core power. And it says you must be able to recognize the difference between core stabilization, core strength, and core power exercises, just like the chapters before this. And then, throwing a medicine ball is associated with core power. So typically almost any time you're throwing a medicine ball using the core, such as like a overhead throw or crunch throw or rotational throw, things like that, that's all going to be considered core power. So keep that in mind. Just to list 3 core exercises, maybe a rotational medicine ball throw. That's using the core to rotate and throw it against the wall, maybe. Crunch to throw, and even a medicine ball soccer throw or a medicine ball slam. Those can be kind of core-based power exercises. And remember, guys, the core with stabilization, the core is not moving. It's more holding, staying in the same spot. With strength, it's crunching or moving the core. The core is bending, the spine is bending, the hips are bending, such as crunch, extension, rotations. And then the power exercise is basically doing the movements like crunch, rotations, but then throwing something explosively, specifically a medicine ball typically. All right, so looking at part 3, really not a question here. We just want to really emphasize that ice skaters are going to be typically the most asked about plyometric power exercise. So anytime they're talking about plyometric power, just know that the ice skater is that main one. And that's really just exploding in the frontal plane, side to side, like you're ice skating. And so always associate ice skaters with power. Typically a question or two that makes it on the test related to those ice skaters. All right, part 4, it says, the power phase recommends a superset technique. Give 2 example exercises for the superset. So what is the superset that the power phase recommends? Remember, it is the maximal strength 1 to 5 reps superset with a power or a lighter weight 8 to 10 reps. And that's anywhere from 1 to 10 reps typically, but the specific recommendation says 1 to 5 reps strength with 8 to 10 reps power. Okay, so to give an example of a example superset, it would be something like a squat, a barbell squat, 1 to 5 reps, pretty dang heavy, and then immediately followed by a squat jump or a box jump, something like that. Another superset example would be something like a heavy pull up. Like a weighted pull-up for 1 to 5 reps, make it tough, and then a medicine ball slam, using the lats to kind of pull down and throw the ball or slam the ball to the ground from the overhead position. Another one would be something like a bench press, maximal strength bench press, 1 to 5 reps, superset with a medicine ball chest pass as powerfully as you can against a wall, or even like a plyometric push-up, something like that. All right, so hopefully you guys kind of understand and have memorized that the power phase recommends a superset and kind of given some examples on that. Now let's go to part 5. It says, write out and memorize the top row in table 13.6. So once again, for all the resistance training acute variables in each phase, you need to have those memorized. In your book on page 465, there's going to be a very specific chart, table 13.6. That lists everything you need to know. So the reps for power are 1 to 5, superset with 8 to 10. The number of sets recommended are 3 to 5. The tempo is always as fast as possible, or X slash X slash X, meaning as fast as possible, focusing on going your fastest. Intensity is going to be either 85 to 100% or 30 to 45% of 1RM. But that, remember, that's the 85 to 100% is the max strength exercise, and the 30 to 45% of 1RM is the power exercise. With power, I want you guys to actually memorize and associate the 35 to 45% of 1RM or 10% of body weight, because that's typically the answer to any questions associated with intensity and power, even though it is a superset recommended by NASM. All right, rest. 3 to 5 minutes is going to be your rest. Obviously, it says 1 to 2 minutes in between supersets and 3 to 5 minutes in between circuits. So after every superset, you rest 1 to 2 minutes, but then after you complete each round of supersets or each set of supersets, or a number of sets of supersets, you then rest 3 to 5 minutes before you move to the next superset. Frequency, 2 to 4 times per week. Duration, 4 weeks. And exercise selection is one strength, specifically maximal strength, superset with one power exercise. Okay, so that's pretty much it for the questions in chapter 13. Five good ones there. A lot of those typically do show on the test, or show up on the test, and you should have most of those memorized. Great work. Hopefully you guys completed that. Remember, to ensure that you get this pass guarantee, we want to make sure that you have completed every single assignment, meaning you've written it out and can prove that to us. So keep that in mind as you go through this, that you're writing all these down and you are keeping them in a either Word document or on pieces of paper, so that you have all the answers, and specifically the correct answers, which we have just shared with you. All right, guys, go ahead and take the quiz below, and then I look forward to seeing you next chapter. Cheers.